Welcome. This is G.A. Bartik, author of Silver Bullet Selling. And this is an example of the first four steps of the addressing concerns process. And remember, those four steps are listen and clarify, restate and cushion, draw out hidden concerns, and isolate the primary concern. So this example will be using the example that is on page 210 out of Silver Bullet Selling. So I will start it off with a trial close. So should we go ahead and get these speakers so you can watch a DVD in surround sound tonight?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I had a bad experience with wireless speakers before, and I'm afraid they just won't work.
Well, tell me what happened.
About 2 years ago, I bought this new state-of-the-art wireless stereo system for my girlfriend, and it just didn't deliver the power we were looking for.
I see. So what was about the stereo? Was it powerful enough?
It was mostly just the bass. It was really washed out and distorted.
Oh, so I understand, you were concerned because you had a pair of wireless speakers before. The performance was a little bit disappointing, especially the bass. Well, that's a reasonable concern. Is there anything else that's concerned to you?
Well, actually there is. I'm really not very good with electronics.
Oh, well, tell me a little bit about that.
I'm a little worried I won't be able to install them correctly.
Oh, okay. So you're a little concerned that you may not be able to install the system. I totally understand. Hey, additionally, is there anything else?
That's about it.
So between your concern with the speakers won't sound great and your concern about installing them, which one really concerns you the most?
I'd say probably just the quality of the sound is most important.
Great. Let's talk about that first. So that is how you would listen and clarify, restate and cushion, draw out, and isolate. So really his biggest concern right now is the quality of the sound. We'll talk about how to respond to that in the next chapter.